This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Oh.
Good evening, fur babies. You're listening to Bonersode 102 for August 5th, 2021. I'm your host, Craig Ronkerson. Today, our producer is LGB Terminator, but my bestie is about to have her thunder taken away because Lard Lord is once again making me talk about him. The guy has some ego. But anyway, he was one of the t-shirt winners back in episode 42, and I ordered him the design he wanted, which was the APCS Space Force logo on one of the tie-dye shirts. Pretty cool choice. But about a week later, he sends me a photo of the Spreadshirt item he received, and it was a hoodie with the words "Proud to be a Furry" printed on it. Now, obviously, this is an hilarious mix-up, but apparently his girlfriend saw the furry hoodie, and now their relationship is in shambles. Sad. But his loss is my gain, because I knew I had to turn this into a prank idea, or at least do something furry-related. So I put my thinking cap on, and I sat on the toilet for a good 2 hours, and this is what came out.
Hello?
Hello, I was looking for Joan.
She's not here right now.
Oh, okay. Well, is this... I'm sorry, I don't have your name. Mr. over there on 50th Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, this is Cody. I'm over here in the Office of Public Affairs.
Okay.
And the only reason I was calling is I needed to let you know that tomorrow morning there's going to be a group of people congregating in your front yard.
For what?
Well, it's a group of people that identify as horses. And, well, they were out here protesting this morning. And long story short, the council gave them permission to graze in your front yard.
What are you talking about?
They're going to be grazing in your yard because they identify as, you know, they're furries. They're the people
Who are you?
This is Cody Nonomsky. I'm in the Office of Public Affairs.
What Office of Public Affairs?
Here in downtown.
That didn't tell me shit.
Okay. I don't know how else to explain it. You asked where I was.
Who do you work for?
I'm in the Office of Public Affairs. That's the department I work for.
Of what? Department of what?
Public Affairs.
Okay. Okay. You work for the state.
Correct.
Why don't you say that? I work for the state in the public affairs office.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought that was kind of implied.
Yeah, you're not making sense, and you're full of crap, and stop bothering me.
How am I not making sense? I'm just trying to explain where I work. You asked me where I work, and I told you where I work.
You say people are going to be grazing in my front lawn?
Yeah, just for the day. They were given permission by the council. And
well, what council?
The Council of Diversity and Inclusion.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I have people grazing in my front yard tomorrow. I'll shoot them, okay? How's that?
In Minecraft, right?
No, in real life.
Well, no, sir, you can't make threats without following it up with "in Minecraft." That makes it okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you can just get off my phone because you're just being annoying now.
How am I being annoying? I'm just letting you know about this.
What is this about? Why are they coming to my yard?
Well, they were given permission to graze in your yard tomorrow because there are people that just identify as horses and cows, and so they're going to be, you know, they dress up like horses, they have horse costumes, and it's just their thing. Like, it's just a protected right, that's all.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
No, it's not. It's private property. They don't have the right to just walk on my property, no matter what council you're talking about gives them permission to.
Oh, no, property rights don't apply, you know, when it comes to things like respecting the rights of protected people.
Take your radio station pranks and shove them up your ass, okay?
Hello?
Hello, Ann?
Yes.
Hey, Ann. It's Cody with the Association.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a tax assessor coming out to your villa next week.
Okay, I appreciate that information.
They just have to do this reevaluation. I guess they found some record that shows that you were being taxed incorrectly.
What?
They found some record that shows that you were being taxed incorrectly. They were just doing a routine audit, and they figured out that your villa is actually a tesseract.
A what?
A tesseract. And so basically that is...
I don't know what that means. Could you explain it to me, please?
Oh, yeah. It's just basically a construction term. It basically means that your villa is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. And so, yeah, they just have to do this reevaluation, and then that way they can figure out how much your property tax should be.
I don't quite understand how the inside dimensions can be bigger than the outside dimensions.
Oh, it's pretty simple. It's just basically, you know, they go off a four-dimensional analog of the cube, and the tesseract is to the cube as the cube is to the square. So, yep, it's just a silly mix-up. I don't know if they're going to have to do some kind of back taxes. I mean, but yeah, first they got to get in there and just, you know, take precise...
And Cody, what is your last name, please?
Nonimsky.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Oh, yeah, I sure could. It's Nonimsquueoie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what is your position?
Oh, I'm just over here in the administrative office.
What administrative office?
Just, you know, downtown.
Pardon me, downtown...
Yeah, I'm just, you know, our annex office is down here.
No, I did not know that. You mean my complex on has an annex office?
Oh, yeah, that we've had it for about a year now.
Wait, we are talking about 6th Road on...
Yeah, 7A, right? That one's yours?
Yeah, why don't I know about this?
Oh, I don't know.
Annex office.
Oh, I don't know. Sounds like you're not up to speed on the latest news in the, you know, in the villa.
Well, I read everything that comes. Believe me, I do. And I read 5 newspapers a day.
Oh, wow.
So I read quite a bit.
You must be super smart.
Yes, I am.
What journalists do you follow? What newspapers?
I don't think it's any of your business.
Oh, I was just trying to...
What newspapers I follow, because I do not know you from Adam.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, I was just trying to make conversation, that's all.
Well, I mean, this is a business thing. We are not making conversation.
Oh, okay.
I am trying to get to the bottom of an annex office I didn't know anything about. As part of my assessment, now this is a business situation, is part of my assessment going to pay for an annex office in downtown?
Oh, it's all paid for already. It's already built into the budget. Yeah, we're getting way off track. I was just calling to let you know about the tax assessment. I didn't mean to go into this whole thing about the annex office. You're just going off on a tangent.
I don't understand what your position is, Cody.
I am the administrative assistant.
So you're the secretary.
Well, you don't have to be demeaning about it, though.
The administrative assistant to whom?
To the traveling secretary, manager, machine. And anyway, so they'll be here on Monday, and we'll just let them in. And
wait, to the traveling secretary. Who is the traveling secretary?
Mr. Wilhelm.
Yeah. Thank you, Cody.
Wait, where's George at anyways?
Why do you ask?
I just figured I should run this by the man of the house.
Well, shall I get him out of the pool and have him be real pissed about this?
Yeah, get him out of the pool.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I think you should. I think you should. It'll be hilarious.
Thank you, Cody, for informing me that someone will be out on Monday to reassess my villa.
Well, just don't be upset with me about it. I'm not the one that turned your villa into a tesseract. Like, you shouldn't even be doing that anyways. I'm pretty sure that's against the rules around here. Like, you didn't clear that with the board. Or you started running your experiments over there.
You know, I'm making dinner now. Thank you very much.
Oh, what you making for dinner?
Goodbye.
What you making? What are you cooking?
Hello?
Hello, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie. It's Cody over here in the public affairs office.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. There's going to be about 20 people tomorrow just kind of congregating on your front yard.
My front yard?
Yeah, see, there were some activists down here protesting, and they worked out an agreement with the council. And, well, long story short, they're going to be just grazing on your property, like around your land, just for tomorrow, though, just for a few hours.
What the heck are you talking about?
What do you mean? They're just a group of furries. The people that were out here protesting, they identify as horses.
Okay, and why would they be coming to my front lawn?
Well, they live around there. They live around, you know, your neck of the woods.
Okay, what's my neck of the woods?
Well, if I have the right number, you're over there on road, right?
Okay, but I don't understand why they would be coming to specifically my front yard.
The council just gave them permission. I don't know the reasoning behind why they picked your address, but...
What council?
The Council on Diversity and Inclusion.
Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Cody. I'm in the public...
Cody.
Correct.
Okay. I'm totally floored by this. I don't understand...
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me, maybe I didn't explain it clearly. Basically, there's going to be about 20 people dressed up in horse outfits, and they're going to be grazing on your land tomorrow for just a few hours.
No, they can't. They can't come on my property.
Oh, no. Yeah, they were given special permission by the council. That's what I was talking about when I mentioned the Council on Diversity and Inclusion.
No, they can't. Yeah. They can't come on my land, on my property.
That's
trespassing.
No, it's not. It's not going to be considered trespassing because they were given permission. Yeah, it's just for a few hours. They're not going to be.
No, they can't be given permission by somebody that's my land, not theirs.
And
no one can give them permission to be on it.
No, of course they can, ma'am. It's, you know, when it comes to things like this, like, we have to respect the rights of all people and everything. And
okay, so that's great. Do you have a supervisor or someone that I can talk to? Like, am I being punked right now? This is insane.
No, ma'am, you're not being punked. It's not a joke. I can put my supervisor on if you'd like. He's in his office.
This is ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous about it? I mean, maybe I just didn't explain it clearly. Basically, they're just going to be milling about your front lawn
for
a few hours. It's no big deal.
Not. No, they can go on someone else's property, not mine.
Well, no, they picked your property specifically.
Why?
I don't know why they chose your address. I don't know the reasoning behind it. I don't know if there's any particular reason. I'm just
Where were they protesting that they gave that my address?
Well, no, the protesters didn't give the address. The council gave them your address.
The council gave them my address to come and graze on my lawn?
They might eat some of your grass, but they were instructed not to leave anything behind, like any waste. So they'll be carrying little horsey poop bags with them, you know, just in case.
This is ridiculous. I need to talk to somebody. You're being ridiculous. This is nuts.
How am I being ridiculous? I'm just trying to explain it to you.
I have never heard of anything like this before.
Well, ma'am,
if they come on my property, then I'm going to be, we're taking other action.
What other action?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Cody. Who's this?
Cody, explain what you're trying to tell me right now.
Well, it sounds like there's somebody else on the line. I don't know if we have
There is. It's my husband.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Okay. Well, tell him to pipe down because we're just trying to have a conversation here. It's difficult.
You need to pipe down. This is ridiculous. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I already explained it to you, ma'am. They're a group of furries.
Okay,
they have
to my husband, then.
They have rights, and, you know, they just want to be.
Okay, and I have rights. We have rights as a property owner too. There's nobody going to be on my front lawn tomorrow. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, nobody's taking away your property. You're being ridiculous. They identify as horses and they just want to graze. They just want to do their thing. That's all. Like, I don't understand why you would fight against this. Like, you're just kind of being hateful.
Okay. Can you explain to my husband what's going on right now?
Can't you? I mean, do I have to go over the whole thing again?
No, you can.
Okay, we'll put them on then.
Here, man. Go ahead. What's up?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have your name.
Josh.
Well, can he speak for himself?
What's up?
You're really pissing me off, man.
Okay. Well, Josh, can you tell your woman to be quiet? Because now I don't know who to talk to.
Oh my God.
Stephanie, hang up the phone.
Yeah, hang up, Stephanie. Jeez.
Hello.
Hello, Krista.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Krista. It's Craig with the Villas.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a tax assessor coming out here on Monday. They have to do some kind of reevaluation of your villa.
Are they reassessing all of them?
Well, no, it was just yours. I guess they did some kind of audit, and they figured out that your villa is actually a tesseract. And they've just
has
been...
Has a what?
It's a tesseract. I guess it's they've been taxing you incorrectly all this time, so they have to, before they can determine how to correct it, they have to get in there and just, you know, get the correct measurements and everything.
Okay, and what are you calling it? I can't, it's kind of mumbled over the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are they calling it?
The terminology they used is tesseract. It's just a construction term. It basically just has to do with...
I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
that's a new one to me.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
It basically has to do with like how they measure the size and everything. Because you know, with a cube, it's got six square faces, but the hypersurface of a tesseract consists of eight cubical cells, so it's a whole different thing.
Okay, I guess my thing is if there's a renter in there and they don't want somebody in there measuring square footage while they're paying money to be in there.
No, we're not even going to bother.
Okay,
we're not even going to give them the option. We're just going to let them know they'll be here on Monday at about 10 o'clock, and they just need to clear out.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the next thing is then I want money back on my unit because you made me leave.
Oh, no, this is non-refundable. I mean, it's only going to be like a half hour anyways. You can just go for a walk or something. Go for a late breakfast.
Like I said, I think I would run it by the renter.
Nah.
If they're going to be unhappy about it and they're going to give me a bad review.
Nah.
Because they're going to say they had to leave their unit, then the tax assessor needs to work around my rental schedule.
Nah. If they start complaining, I'll just tell them to shut their lip.
No, I don't want that kind of thing being said to my renter.
I'll be like, look here, clown shoe. This is the way it is.
Yeah, I don't think you ever want to make a renter unhappy. They will never come back, and they'll put bad things online.
Meh, I don't care.
Well, I do.
It's not my problem.
I do. No, but it is my property, and I do care.
I'll just tell them to pound sand.
Okay, I'll call and talk to Ina tomorrow.
Well, yeah, Ina's the one that told me to call you, though, so I don't know. I don't think she wanted to talk to you.
I'll touch base with, well... She'll talk to me. I talk to Ina all the time. So.
Well, the way Ina said it, she was like, well, you call her. You deal with her. Like, in reference to you, she was like, you call Krista. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess she's got some kind of problem with you.
No, she doesn't. Ina doesn't have a problem with me at all.
Well,
so.
I don't know. Just the way she worded it, she was like, I don't want to deal with her. You call her. And then she stormed out.
All right. Well, I'll talk to Ina tomorrow.
You know how Ina is, though. She's always moody.
Yeah, I'll call her tomorrow. I'll figure something out.
Just menstruating all over the office.
Uh-huh. Okay. This isn't really appropriate, to be quite honest. So,
what do you mean?
I'll call her.
No, I'm just saying, like, between you and me, Ina is just a real piece of work.
Okay. I'm gonna get off the phone now.
She just bosses everyone in the office. You know, just walks around sideways.
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone now, okay?
Where are you going?
I'm in the gym working out, and
I have other things to do right now. What are you doing? Are you on the treadmill or the bicycle?
I am. So I'm going to get off the phone now, okay? Thanks.
You got to take it up a notch.
Bye.
Ramp up the speed, woman.
Hello?
Hello, Sarah?
This is...
Oh, hi, Sarah. It's Cody over here in the public relations office.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a work crew coming out to your house tomorrow morning.
I thought you were like a political call. I'm sorry. I was going to hang up on you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. God, that'd be crazy.
Okay.
Man, I've about had it up to here with politics.
Okay. Thank you. I was like, what? Okay, work crew for what?
Well, they're going to be doing some digging next week, just beneath your property. But first, they've got to get out there and just kind of get the lay of the land. And so that's what I was calling to let you know. They'll be there tomorrow at about 10 o'clock or so.
Okay, they're digging where?
Well, it's going to be beneath your farm. It's kind of hard to say exactly where they're going to start, but basically they're just going to be burrowing for a while. So it might be beneath your house and then just on out to your...
No, no, you're not going to enter my property and dig beneath my house or my farm.
Oh, yeah, they have to, because here's the thing. They were doing a survey a few days ago, and they found signs of a tesseract beneath your property. And they've got to get that out of there. You know, it can interfere with the water table and things like that.
I have livestock and fence lines.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're not gonna do anything to your livestock.
Well, I don't want them in my pastures.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you, ma'am. They have to take these measurements because the digging is going to start next week, so they have to get out there tomorrow just to do the initial survey.
No, this needs to get explained to my husband. You can just one moment.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Yep.
Hi, Michael. This is Cody with the Public Relations Office. Did your wife explain why I was calling?
No, why are you calling me?
Well, I was trying to explain to your wife. I guess she didn't understand, but there's going to be a work crew coming out to your house tomorrow morning. They're just going to be...
What?
Well, they're just going to be doing an initial survey, because, see, next week they're going to be doing some digging. And so tomorrow...
Digging where?
Beneath your farmland. I'm not exactly sure where...
No, you're not. You ain't fucking digging in my fucking farmland. Fuck you.
Fuck me. What? I'm just letting you know. No. Why are you cursing me out?
Why are you digging in my farmland?
Well, first of all, I'm not digging. I'm just letting you know about the digging. So don't be.
For what? Digging for what?
So there's no reason to.
Digging for what? Talk.
Well, I'm trying to explain, but you're being a big jerk about it. They're going to be doing some digging because they discovered a tesseract beneath your land a few days ago, and they have to get that out of there.
Discovered a what?
A tesseract. It's just a geological term. It just has to do with the water table. And basically, they just have to dig down and just extract the tesseract. And that's the only reason I was calling. Jeez, I can't believe you flipped out like a psychopath. Is that how you react?
Don't touch my property.
I'm not touching your property.
My property? No, you keep your surveyors. Unless you come here with some sort of something from the gut. No.
No, the superintendent is going to be out there to explain it all, dummy. I'm just letting you know that they're going to be there tomorrow. You're cutting in and out. Sounds like you're talking through a toilet paper tube.
Oh.
You got a shit phone over there. Do you want me to call back? It sounds like we have a real bad connection.
Try calling back.
Okay, I'll call you right back. Hello, Michael. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, so where were we?
Talking about being on my property.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be on your property. I'm just making the phone call. I already explained that to you. But the superintendent's going to be out there, and he'll explain it to you.
Okay.
His name is Ira. Here's the thing about him. He identifies as a leopard. It's just part of his identity. You know, it's just a protected thing. We can't really question it. But just, you know, if he shows up in a leopard costume, just don't let it throw you.
If they come on my property, I'm calling the police.
It's
nobody's
not
touching
a,
shit.
They're not going to be touching your shit, dummy. They're going to be digging beneath your house.
Dummy, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. And if somebody comes on my fucking property, they will be fucking exited. Do not call me dummy, you stupid, no good motherfucker.
Okay, I think it's quitting time. I mean, I'd really like to keep going with these ideas, but I'd be breaking every rule of prank calling if I didn't end the show after being called a stupid, no good motherfucker. So thanks again, LGB Terminator, for helping protect the rights of our furry population and enforce the tax code on tesseracts. You're just multi-talented. You really are the best. And Lardlord, your replacement t-shirt should have been delivered today. Hopefully, it's what you wanted this time. Sorry about the breakup. Once COVID is over, ice cream is on me. That should make up for the emotional trauma. Why am I still recording? Thanks everyone for supporting the show. I love you. Good night.
Rock and roll band, Charlie the Metro. That's why I beam my signals to your house.